Without now, Doc, I don't know what would be happening in Letterkenny now, because the service that they provide, and I know, like I've been restated in there at the meeting, that there's a lot of tweaking to be done in the service, but I do believe that it's a fantastic service, and it is certainly relieving the pressure on the hospital.
In terms of the meeting that's going to take place later this week between senior HSE personnel and members of the Regional Health Forum and Oireachtas members serving the North West, Donegal and Leitrim, do you believe real answers can come from that? Because what we're getting from the HSE at the moment is discussions are ongoing, negotiations are ongoing, we have nothing to tell you.
Well, in regards to the discussions, and I think it's a disgrace, because there's over 60 people employed, and that doesn't include the doctors, by the HSE, and those 60 people are not sure what their status is and what it's going to be in the future. The uncertainty is not helping. I know that the HSE has said that anybody who's there permanently will be redeployed, but there's a large number of others who are there, and particularly drivers, say, and the call handlers and supervisors. What's going to happen to them, because they're on contracts? There's that situation regarding the staff. But there's also the bigger situation, and I think, you know, the point that I was making is, look, there's a service there, there's a service that's needed. If it's going to be diminished in any way, and that's my fear, people will really feel that that service is taken away from Letterkenny.